Happy Friday, all. It is June 2, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, and a very good morning to you, wherever and however you are listening. Queensland, they just can't stop winning the Women's Origin last night in front of nearly 13,000 at CommBank Stadium, 18-10. It was in the end, Julia Robinson scoring a double. The fallout from the men's Origin, well, it just continues. No doubt we'll continue to discuss that this morning. We've got some footy tonight, though, with the West Tigers hosting the Canberra Raiders there at Campbelltown. Looking forward to that one. And in the AFL, it's Melbourne and Carlton to kick off the round. Gee, Carlton, aren't they under the pump in desperate need of a win? The NBA finals start today. Denver and the Miami Heat, 10:30 this morning. Stacks of markets open with Tab for that one. And we've got Brad Rosen coming on to preview it all. Racing at Rose Hill tomorrow. Queensland Oaks there at Eagle Farm. We've got the A-League Grand Final this weekend as well. The FA Cup Final, Scottish Cup Final. So we've got have a big preview of those matches with Mossy a little later this morning. England played, opened their test account for the English summer last night against Ireland, and that man, Stuart Broad, 5 for there. I mean, they're playing Ireland, so they should be dominating, and they are. Morning to you, Pup. How are you, mate?
Morning, boys. Morning to our listeners. Yeah, a good start to the international summer for England. Knocked Ireland over. I think they won the toss, actually. Sent them in, knocked them over, and then I think they're 1 for 150. So pretty convincing day for them to start their summer. Got a fair few players out as well. No Anderson, obviously. So I'd imagine from everything I'm reading and hearing, he will be fit for that first test. Aussie boys also over there, Middo. They're getting around a bit. They've played a bit of golf. They went and watched Manchester United play the other day. They look in good spirits. And again, from all reports, are training very hard, getting used to conditions. So this World Test Championship against India is a very important game for the Aussie boys to get some test cricket under their belt in those conditions to be ready to take England on in that first test match, which is not far away at all.
No, it isn't. Alex de Minaur, I'm just reading here, has been beaten in straight sets at the French Open as well overnight. But Lozza, a very good morning. Happy Friday, mate.
Yeah, happy Friday to everybody. Good morning. Watched a bit of the girls' footy last night. Geez, that's very entertaining, isn't it?
Free-flowing stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's a different style to the men's, but it's very enjoyable.
I found
to
it
watch.
Tough, Loz. I've got to be honest. There was so much drop ball, and maybe it was conditions. Was it wet up there or slippery? But I got to half time and just I felt like there were so many mistakes in the game.
Yeah, there was, but I just still thought there was it's a different style of footy. They use the ball.
Yeah,
it's like
really
league
yeah,
from
yeah.
20, yeah. 30 years ago. Yeah.
Some big hits.
Yeah, some big hits, but they move the ball. The wrestle is not there.
You don't have all the crap in the ruck.
No.
That's the big thing I noticed.
Yeah, it's you know, the third man in, holding them up and all that type of stuff. It's not there. It's pure. It's pure rugby league, yeah. And I enjoyed that. New South Wales, unfortunately, wouldn't have enjoyed the result. They went into that game as heavy favourites, and they ended up losing by 8 points. There was a scene there during the game for Isabel Kelly. So we're hoping she's okay. She copped what looked to be a forearm or a throat, elbow to the throat. So hopefully she'll be okay. But New South Wales, it makes it difficult now because they've got to go to Queensland to try and win. And win by more than 8 points in this second game if they're to retain the series. Of course, they won it last year, but to lose game one, disappointing start for them.
You can only imagine what that did, seeing their captain in that much distress. That would have been difficult psychologically at halftime to come back from that. And yes, she was taken to hospital. So let's hope that everything is okay with Isabel Kelly. That would have been difficult mentally to come back from that.
Yeah, it's always difficult when you see a teammate, whether it's in rugby league, go down with an injury or in cricket where you get hit by a cricket ball or suffer some type of injury. But certainly thoughts are with Isabel and hopefully she's okay and hopefully she can be back on the field sooner rather than later.
Well, you too. Tigers, Raiders.
Come
tonight.
On, Tigers. Come on. I'm not talking to Loz. I'll give him these couple of hours, and I'm not talking to him until after the game.
It should be a good game. The Tigers come into this game refreshed. They've had the bye, played some really good football over the last couple of weeks.
The Origin boys back up, Loz?
I think so, yeah. Definitely yeah, okay. Hudson Young should back up. I think he only played 30 minutes in Origin.
What about Appy, you reckon?
Might not play the whole game, probably.
Yeah, I doubt he'd play the whole game. He got through plenty of work the other night, Appy. Mm. I'm unsure whether he escaped criticism, did he? It seemed like everyone copped their fair share. I honestly still can't believe the amount of criticism Teddy's copped. Because, he could have stopped a few tries, but I thought his work rate was the best in that New South Wales side. He carried the ball more than anyone else. Yes, I know that you want your fullback to set up tries as well. I get all that, but I still think he's standing in the game, and the work rate that he had on the night was good.
Everything is so magnified now because of social media, the amount of media, just the sheer 24/7 nature. The players are, every aspect of that game picked apart. And,
But we're so critical, Mido. This is the thing that I always say to people, because people always ask about, it must be different when you play sport at the highest level. Well, yes, there are some differences, there's no doubt. But playing sport, you get to experience what happens even at the highest level. So you don't walk out playing club footy every week and perform at your best. You don't walk into your job every day and have a crack a day, every single day. Playing sport at the highest level is no different. So I find it really hard why we continue in this country to just bash people after a shit performance. In Teddy's case, it wasn't even a shit performance. It wasn't like he cost us the game. But we're so quick to criticise, and not even that, even as a, when I was playing, I didn't mind the criticism, but where's Sydney saying we want him dropped? The guy's been one of our all-time greats for New South Wales. He's the captain of our state, and one performance like that, and we want to sack him? When we've all been in those shoes, we know that, he didn't have the greatest game, so next week, back him to come good.
I think what's fed into specifically with Teddy is the fact the Roosters haven't been playing well. Therefore, players like Teddy aren't having their best seasons as well.
He's been the Roosters' best player as well, though.
We could argue they've certainly been their busiest, probably lots. But
he's a busy player.
He is.
He's changed.
Man, we're so hard on him.
He's been effective playing it this way. Unfortunately, when other people aren't doing their job as well around him. We dissect the game, and again, there is some fair criticism there. But in terms of dropping him, I don't think that's fair. I think you've got to give him this series, and in particular the next game. And if he doesn't come up to expectation, well, then that conversation starts.
We're not dropping the captain for game two to save the series at Corps Stadium with Freddie with his job on the line. He is not doing that.
I doubt it. It'd be brave, but I doubt whether he's doing it.
It would be stupid. Not brave, stupid, Loz. The guy's been, we're carrying on like he's 45, he shouldn't be in the team, he's not in the top 10 fullbacks in the world. We're carrying on like the guy can't play. He's an absolute superstar. Isn't that when you're under most pressure, isn't that what you want in your team? Your leader, that's now there is. Now it's right in front of him to stand up. That's what someone like Tedesco would crave as well. As I said the other day, he would be as critical on himself as anyone. He would be kicking the dirt. He'd be steaming. He mightn't come out and say that publicly, but not only about the team not performing, but he would look. You look closer at your own personal performance when you're the leader. But I reckon now we get to see the best in him. That's why he's been. That's why he's a great of our game.
Well, Bulldog in the News Corp papers today is written about his response when he was, obviously asked about his performance post match on Wednesday night, saying, "Look, he can't be perfect, but he's the captain. He needs to lead by example. And, he doesn't need to see social media to know he can do better." So, very honest and somewhat defiant response from him.
They can all do better. Every one of those players could do better. Their effort wasn't where we expected it to be. And when they review the game, when you talk about being outworked by the opposition, that's exactly what happened. They were hungrier than what New South Wales were. There's no denying that. New South Wales did a great job of getting themselves back into the contest. They weren't clinical with the football. Their attack just didn't gel. And when it was required to compete and fight and scrap for the ball or scrap for a saving of a try, we just didn't do it. We just didn't do it well as the opposition. Have we done it in the past? Yes, we have. Is it going to be difficult to win in Queensland? Bloody oath it is. Is it impossible?
I'm backing us. No. I'm backing us to win. I really am.
Loz, I think it's going to have to be. I mean, your team in 2014 pulled off one of the most heroic New South Wales victories in game one. It's going to have to be a mentality like that, isn't it, heading into this game? I mean, they're going to have the world against them up there.
Yeah.
Queensland is going to be rabid.
Well, I think...
Because it always is, but especially this one.
Well, I think I've said in the past, you know, we relied a little bit on individual brilliance during that series, but it was all based on effort.
Well,
we just spoke about competing on things like kick pressure, kick chase, escorting people off the ball, making sure you got behind the ball off a kick early enough to give ourselves some shape early in the tackle count. So we needed to be behind the football on tackle two and three at the worst case scenario. We just had to be able to work harder than Queensland in all the effort areas. And we gave ourselves a sort of a target to achieve that. And when we achieved that, we won games. When we didn't, we didn't win. We didn't win.
Because,
you know, if you're coming up against a really good opposition, all right, and the want and desire is the same, skill eventually will play a part. But if you've got the most skillful team and you've got a team that wants it more than that skillful team, you'll outwork them. You'll have that desire and the want. And that's effective at that environment. And that's where the good team will beat a team of individuals if they're playing like that. But if you get a champion team and they're all on and they're doing the hard stuff, they're going to be extremely hard to beat. That's where New South Wales, that's where we're going to try and focus in and win that desire, that competitive nature of scrapping, fighting over everything. And if we do that, we'll win. We'll win game two.
And that's where we clearly lost in the last 10 minutes. On Wednesday night.
We dropped the intensity. Dropped the intensity and just assumed that, oh, we'll be okay here. They're one man down. Instead of us going, we need to go to another level now. We need to fight harder. They didn't. They dropped their intensity and Queensland pounced.
Okay, the back page of, let's go to the Sydney Morning Herald, South's Origin Saviours. The pantherisation of the Blues team's under scrutiny after defeating game one. Should Brad Fittler turn to the Bunnies to rescue the series? Pictures of Damien Cook, Cody Walker, Campbell Braham, Keon Kolomatungi as well, who was injured in the lead-up to the first game. So here we go, the selection debate in full swing. I mean, particularly Cookie and the dual halfback formula, dual hooking formula in Origin, which we see with Harry Grant, although the Blues did a pretty good job on Harry Grant up to a point there on Wednesday night, Loz. But we have to look seriously at this.
Well, I think a couple of those South guys will come into the frame. Obviously, Cookie is one. Cody Walker might, given his combination with Latrell and the way they're able to ignite that back line at South Sydney. So he'd be another one. Campbell Graham would have been in the team. I suppose New South Wales, they'll look at how Tom is as well. Because Tom won't play a game between now and game two. And Campbell Graham, if he plays well in the next couple of games, he might be another one that just rockets into the frame. And they might think, well, we can't take Tom up to Queensland, given he's had no footy since that head knock in game two. So there's a lot of things to think about. But certainly Cookie, I think, the other night, I just think with his speed around the ruck, it could have been influential in when we started to get a bit of a roll on. I think he could have taken advantage of that. I think his speed out of dummy half would have worried those Queensland forwards. But it's all hindsight, isn't it? He wasn't there. So it's a big decision for New South Wales whether they go with him and get rid of Appy, who I thought actually played well. I thought Appy tried hard. I thought he got through a mountain of defence. Whether they go with the two-hooking option, then where does that leave Nicho Hynes? Is that Nicho over and done with now?
Well, you know that...
Because you can't play Cookie, Appy and Nico.
Absolutely not.
Unless you put Nico into the starting side. Mm. But then if you put him into the starting side, who goes? It's not going to be Cleary. So is it Luai in the gun?
Dilemma.
But I would think Cody would be in front of Nico as a six.
The other interesting factor with Campbell Graham, who would have been in the side had he been able to train early in the week, Crichton comes in and, in your opinion, play pretty well, Loss.
I thought Crichton was pretty good.
So now can you
I think that
Graham
was his
in?
Best Origin game, Crichton.
If Turbo doesn't play, because Latrell's going to be back, thank goodness, provided he doesn't get injured, of course. So if Turbo doesn't get picked, does he have to go with Crichton because of his performance the other night, although Graham was picked ahead of him initially?
Well, you know, you give someone an opportunity and they play well, you always find it hard to drop them. So that's a discussion that obviously Freddie and Brandy will have. But I don't think making wholesale changes going into game two in Brisbane is...
Really works, does it?
Well, no. I haven't seen it happen too many times.
Also back page of the Sydney Morning Herald, Freddie willing and able for biggest challenge. So conceding in this article, this is the biggest challenge he's had as a player or coach. Understands he needs to make history, but says he's good and they'll be right. But, pup, this is it, isn't it, for Freddie, surely? He has to win this game.
Well, I think, if New South Wales lose the series, his time's up as New South Wales coach.
I've got a feeling they'll win this game.
I do too.
I think they'll be there. I think they can win game two. Whether they can win game three or not will be another challenge, even though it's back here in Sydney. But I just got this feeling they'll win, given the criticism that's been aimed at them.
Yeah, I could hear Queensland fans scoffing all the way from Blackall.
That's the way they want it. So that's why New South Wales want it. And they should be confident, Queensland, too.
That'll be a nice change as well, though, Loz, the fact that New South Wales might actually go into this game as underdogs.
Yep.
You know, Queensland were brilliant. They deserve all the credit that they are receiving. There's no doubt about it. And they should go in their own backyard as favourites, in my opinion. But I think this is the thing. I think you give, again, bring Latrell back into that team. Keep the faith with your selections. You pick that squad for a reason. The only play, again, I say it, no disrespect to how well he's been playing in clubland. Our number 14, Nico Hines. I just don't know if he's the right number 14 for this team. I think they could, like, Loz, you mentioned Burton. I think they could have used Burton. They could have got Burton onto the field the other night without Tommy T getting a head knock. They could have brought him into the game in a number of different positions where I don't know if they've got the same options with Nico Hines.
You know, I think the key to New South Wales and Clarkey, I don't know, but I'm assuming the great Shane Warne would have been like this. Latrell Mitchell now, he will come into this team and he'll thrive on that pressure of me being the man. Like, mate, I'm back.
For sure.
We're playing in Queensland.
If we had
I'll show you how it's done,
game.
Boys. I'll show you. Look, jump on me. I'll get us across the line. If everyone else does their job,
but he will.
I'll get us home.
He's that good, though. He probably will.
And that's what I think will inspire him as well, knowing that we lost without him. I'm coming back into the team now. I'm the big dog. I'll show you how it's done. I think he thrives on that.
Certain player, it's borderline, it's extreme confidence, borderline arrogance. Mm. But sometimes at the highest level,
you need it.
It's nearly like everyone else around you doesn't have the same self-confidence. They just have this thing inside them that, you know, it's when you think, man, we can't win this game. And they're sitting there going, mate, this game's ours. It's a no-brainer. We're winning. Yeah.
Give me the ball. I'll show you.
Yeah, it's that borderline that sometimes you just need to feel that. Like, that's the one thing I'll say about when Warnie was commentating and I took over the captaincy, and I spoke to him a lot, even during a day's play. I'd, you know, see if he's seen anything up in the box or how he thought Nathan Lyon was going, things like that. He made you feel taller, stronger, fitter, faster. He made you feel like you're batting better. So he found a way to bring that confidence out of you or instill that confidence in you. And I agree, Loz. Latrell, he will love this. He'll want to feel like he is the difference in this game.
Yeah. No, that's what I reckon too. I reckon he'll just think, you know what? I'm back here. They lost without me.
Yeah.
I'll show you, boys. Give me the footy in good field position. I'll show you how it's done.